So in Sasana era, now 2559, and then June 5, and 2050. So for the yogi who are practicing intensively at the Tathagata Meditation Center, Searo is prepared to talk about the benefits of the Satipatthana meditation. Yesterday, Searo talked about to overcome sorrow. And then today, Searo would explain how to overcome the lamentation in Pali Pridewa, along with some stories. And then, Searo would like to expound the meaning of the Pali word, Tathagata, as requested by a yogi. The Pali word, Pridewa, means the crying, and because of the sorrow, and normally translated lamentation. When the sorrows become very strong, we cannot control, and then we cry, and with the tear in the eyes, we can no longer stand it. So that kind of strong sorrow is called Pridewa. So people can experience Pridewa, especially when they lose their beloved, like the left relatives or their wealth. So here, the Pridewa lamentation actually can afflict to us. We can afflict with this because we lose someone we love and we miss him or her. Or sometimes we suffer this lamentation when we miss someone we really admire as a Vajraya person, and also a similar lamentation can afflict us. So as a living being, the lamentation is almost unavoidable. For some reason, we may suffer the lamentation. However, if we have developed mindfulness to some extent, we can overcome sorrow and lamentation. And unless we have ever developed mindfulness, it will be very difficult to overcome sorrow and lamentation. Thanks to mindfulness, we can at least reduce, or we can suffer only for a shorter period. Otherwise, we may suffer sorrow or lamentation for a longer period. It will be very difficult to overcome it. So mindfulness definitely help us to overcome or reduce sorrow and lamentation at least to some extent. So actually, sorrow and lamentation can be totally overcome only by Anagami and Arahat, the third stage enlightener and the last stage, final stage enlightener. But anyhow, mindfulness is definitely helpful when we encounter this kind of problem. So regarding Pridewa lamentation, there is a story of the Patasara. She was known as a Patasari to the Burmese people. So she was born to a very rich family. So one day, she fell in love with a servant and then married him. So she moved to a remote place, following the husband. And then she became pregnant first time. And when she when she's due, she would like to go back to the family, her parents. But her husband really scared to see his parent-in-law. So for showing many accusers, he purposely delayed. Finally, she gave birth to a son in somewhere remote area. And then later, also she got pregnant again, and then she requested husband to take her to her parents' place. So this time, the husband planned to take her to the parents' place, but unfortunately there were heavy rain and a thunderstorm on the way. And so in the forest, the husband looked for a firewood to make fire to keep his wife warm in the forest under a tree. And as unfortunately, he mistook a snake for a stick, panya wood. And then he was bitten by the snake and died on that very spot. So he no longer appeared until the day breaks. So she alone with a very newly born baby went toward the parents' place. And on the way she arrived at a stream, at a river, and flooded because the last night rain, the night before, the heavy rain, the filled the river. So it's very difficult for her to cross the river with the two kids, newly born baby and older son. So she left the older son on this bank, and then she took the newly born baby to the other bank. And then she left the newly born baby the other bank and came back to this bank to take the older son. When she was in the middle of the river, the older son got into the river and then flushed away by the current of the river. And then the younger newly born one also read, and so the ego thought it was a piece of meat, so the ego took it away. So she lost both children there. So she was so upset, but she went on the journey to her parents' place. But on the way, she met someone and asked about his family, her family and her parents. So the one she met in the way, she said, "Oh, you didn't know? Last night, the night before, the rain was so heavy. So that your parents and your family are all gone. They all dead." And then she was extremely overwhelmed by the sorrow and limitation. She's so upset. She became crazy and she became insane on that very spot. So when she became crazy and insane, and she going wandering around here and there, it is said she became even naked. So in this way, in this appearance, she finally arrived near the Buddha's monastery, and she happened to approach to the audience of the Buddha. And then people kindly gave her some the clothing for her. And then she approached the audience of the Buddha. So with the compassion and a loving kindness, the Buddha called her Bhagini Satyam Pratilabha. Oh, my sister, trying to regain the mindfulness. And then the Buddha's words are very powerful with the profound loving kindness and compassion. So she was touched by the Buddha's word, and she regained the mindfulness. So she realized she was naked, so she wore the dress, she wore dress, and then they sit down and pay respect to the Buddha. Then the Buddha started to give Dhamma talk. Then the Buddha gave short Dhamma talk, brief Dhamma talk, Na Sandi Buddha, Dhanada, Nabida, Nabi Panawa, and so on. So there is no one to take refuge in when people encounter the unavoidable destiny or death. Whether they are your children or parents or relatives, that no one can be refuge for any of us to take in, except Dhamma. So the Buddha gives a talk. With this talk, give a solace to Padasari. And also the Buddha concluded this Dhamma talk. So understanding this true fact of life, so you should not find any refuge to your children or parents or whosoever. So you should find refuge into yourself by developing by practicing the observing and sila, morality, and developing mindfulness, and satipatthana meditation, progressive vipassana, insight, pubba bhaga mega, or riya mega, until you experience, you realize the full enlightenment. So what the Buddha taught to the Padasara is also a guideline for all of us to live a happy life. So one day we will unavoidably encounter the death, the unavoidable destiny. On our deathbed, maybe our relatives and beloved can help us, can do something for us. But it's not enough. It's not reliable for us. So only mindfulness can be a refuge for us to take in. So if we have mindfulness, or if we have developed mindfulness or developed merit, and then we can keep ourselves calm and peaceful, And also we can be reborn the blissful life in the blissful realm after death. So the Dharma, the development of mindfulness is the best refuge for all of us to take in. So at the end of the Dharma talk, the Pattasara became the Sotapanna, the first stage enlightener. And then later she joined the holy order and ordained as a nun, and continued the development of mindfulness until she became fully enlightened arahant. So here, yogis may think the sanctity minister sanctity, Shiro talked about yesterday, became fully enlightened arahant just by listening single brief Dhamma talk. And then now Pattasara, she also became the Sotapanna, the first stage enlightener, just by listening a brief Dhamma talk. So why they are so easy, it's so easy for them to become enlightened just by listening a brief Dhamma talk? Why not us? And there's a difference, of course. Different people have different spiritual background. And the parami, this perfection or the spiritual aptitude or spiritual talent, we are different. We are different in spiritual talent and potential. So, but anyhow, they are not, they are enlightened by developing progressive vipassana insight like the yogis here are developing. They are not jumping these progressive insights. So like yogi here, they discern the mind and the body, or the body's feeling, mind and general phenomena, they observed while they are listening Dhamma talk. And then they discern mind and metta, they are arising and passing away, and then they develop progressive vipassana insight, starting from insight into the mind and body, or distinguishing knowledge of mind and body, up to the highest level of vipassana insight and megaphala enlightenment. So the progressive insight, that's called Popa Bhaga Vipassana, and then enlightenment, Ariya Vipassana, and then they develop by observing mind and metta and present phenomena, and then they are conditionality and changes and impermanence and so on. They didn't skip any stage of the vipassana insight. So by following the Buddha's teaching, they became enlightened, and then also they overcome the all sort of mental defilements, and the experience complete cessation of the suffering, ultimate peacefulness or nibbana. So we yogi here also going on the same track. So if we make effort developing continuous mindfulness, we will also experience the same level of enlightenment until we realize the complete cessation of the suffering. So now we should appreciate the great opportunity to develop the mindfulness meditation as taught by the Buddha. So the Buddha came into existence on earth for the sake of the all living beings' happiness. So that in the Anguttara Nikaya Pali text, it is said there is for appearance of the one person, the people on earth can experience happiness, blissfulness, and protection. And his appearance brings the living beings prosperities and prosperity and health and wealth. That person is no one but Tathagata. Tathagata means someone who take the step or the previous Buddhas. So Tathagata means the Buddha who come into existence on earth at the way the previous Buddhas did. So that's the meaning of the Tathagata. So this meditation center is named under Tathagata. So Tathagata Meditation Center. So Seattle doesn't know who gave this name. Of course, Mr. Santu, he will know this. Seattle think it will be Lake Venerable Seattle Usilananda who gave this name to this center, Tathagata Center. So Tathagata is a Pali word. It's divided into two words in three ways, Tatha and Agata, and Tatha and Gata, and Tatha and Gata. So the first of all, the Tatha Agata, the two words combined. Tatha means like previous Buddha. Agata means come. The Buddha who comes into existence in the same way as the previous Buddhas did. There were many countless Buddhas in the past. All the Buddhas, each and every Buddha, became Buddha by fulfilling 10 paramis, 10 kinds of parami or perfections, like dana parami, the perfection of the generosity, sila parami, perfection of the morality, and nikkhamma parami, renunciation, and so on. And also, there are special act of the dana. The five kinds of the special dana, and three kinds of the special conduct also fulfilled by all the Buddha, each and every Buddha in the past or in the future. So like every Buddha, every previous Buddha, our historical Buddha also fulfilled 10 kinds of parami, and like dana, sila, so on. So in this sense, our Buddha is honored as a Tathagata. Tathagata literal meaning is the Buddha who came into existence on us as the previous Buddhas did. So second definition is Tatha and Gata. So Tatha means in the same way as the previous Buddha did. Gata means go or went. So when the would-be Buddha, when a would-be Buddha was born, as soon as he got out of the mother's womb, the would-be Buddha stand up and took, any would-be Buddha takes 7 steps. So our historical Buddha also did the same. As soon as he got out of the mother's womb, he took 7 steps. So in this sense, our Buddha is defined as Tathagata. Gata means go or take steps. As the previous Buddha did, our Buddha also went and took the 7 steps right after he got out of the mother's womb. So alternatively, Gata can define as a knowing or knowledge. So Gata, first meaning is going or taking step. And second meaning is knowing. So Tatha means in the same way. In the same way as the previous Buddhas did, our historical Buddha also knows or everything. He gained the Sabbanyuta Jnana, the omniscience knowledge, all-knowing knowledge. And then he realized 4 noble truths on top of the omniscience knowledge. So in this sense also, the Buddha is honored as a Tathagata. So the last definition is Tathagata. Instead of that, it's spelled, spelling is with the D, not ta. So Tathagata. Grammatically, da reformed, transformed into da, transformed, da transformed into da, t, da transformed into t. So it become Tathagata. So here, gada or gada means the speaking. Tatha is the same meaning, in the same way as the previous Buddha did. Gada speaks. As a previous Buddha, our historical Buddha also speaks something, always he speaks something beneficial and something true. He never say anything unbeneficial or untrue. So this is the meaning of the Tathagata. Tathagata and transformed into Tathagata. So according to this literal definition, Tathagata generally means the Buddha. But in the word itself can mean not only Buddha, but also Pajjika Buddha, we call Pajjika Buddha, silent Buddha, or the general living being or Dhamma and so on. Now, Sierra, I would like to explain the Tathagata that is defined as the Dhamma. So Dhamma is also called Tathagata in some cases. So because the Dhamma is also can lead us to the complete cessation of suffering, here Tatha means in a certain way, and Gata means leading us to the complete cessation of suffering. So by practicing Vipassana meditation and developing progressive Vipassana insight, finally we realize the Megaphala enlightenment and experience ultimate peacefulness or Nirvana. So the Dhamma lead us to the complete cessation of suffering in a certain way or unique way. That's why the Dhamma is also called Tathagata. Then another definition is that refer to the Nibbana. Nibbana also described as the Tathagata because Nibbana can be experienced only through this certain way. The Tathami certain way. Through this certain way, we can experience Nibbana. So Nibbana also honored as a Tathagata. And another meaning is Tathagata. Another meaning is referred to the phala, the fruition, mega phala, fruition. So fruition phala is honored as a Tathagata because here Tatha is defined in such a way as in the same way as the mega lead us to the Nibbana. The phala fruition also lead us to ultimate peacefulness or Nibbana. So in this sense, phala or fruition is also honored as a Tathagata. And another meaning, referring to the all the Dhamma to be known by the Buddha. Tathami, in the same way as the previous Buddha had known all the Dhamma, our Buddhas also realize all the Dhammas to be known. So all the Dhamma are objects to be known by all Buddha in the same way as previous Buddhas. So all the Dhamma to be known are also called Tathagata.
အဲ့တော့ဒီတရားတော်နဲ့ပတ်သက်တဲ့တထာကတရဲ့အဓိပ္ပာယ်လေးပေါ့လေ။နောက်တန်ခါတန်ခါကိုတထာကတလို့ရည်ညွှန်းနေဆိုရင်တော့တထာထိုရောက်ပုံမျိုးဖြင့်ကတရောက်သောပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ထိုရောက်ပုံမျိုးဖြင့်ဆိုတာကဦးဇင်းတို့ကိုဦးဇင်းတို့ယောဂီတို့တွေတရားတွေကျွေးဝဒနာတရားတွေအားထုတ်ကြတယ်လို့ဒီဝဒနာတရားတွေဟာကိုကြိုးစည်းဝါအတွက် ကိုကျိုးတွေ့အားထုတ်ကြတာအဲ့လိုအားထုတ်ကြတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေဟာဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်နဲ့အစဉ်စဉ်ရင့်ပြီးတော့အရိယာမဉာဏ်နဲ့ရတယ်အရိယာမဉာဏ်နဲ့ရတယ်ဆိုရင်နိဗ္ဗာန်ကိုမျက်မှောက်ပြုပြီးတော့ပြုတ်သွားပါတယ်အဲ့လိုအရိယာမဉာဏ်နဲ့ရပြီးတော့နိဗ္ဗာန်ကိုမျက်မှောက်ပြုတဲ့ကဲ့သို့ကတအဲ့လိုနိဗ္ဗာန်ကိုရောက်ကြောင်းတရားတွေကို
And as in some cases, Tathagata refer to the Sangha or the people or who practice Vipassana meditation. So they are called, any meditators are called Tathagata because they develop the progressive Vipassana insight and the Megaphala enlightenment in the same way as the previous noble people did. That's why all meditators like monks or nuns or lay people, whoever practice Vipassana meditation, can be called Tathagata. They follow the same way as the previous noble people did. So that's the Tathagata, which refers to the Sangha or any meditator who practice Vipassana meditation. So in brief, there are many definitions of the Tathagata. So this meditation center is a very consistent name. And a yogi practicing here also very consistent and deserve this name if they are making great effort in the practice. So yogi should be happy by following Buddha's teaching, practicing Satipatthana meditation, and worthy or deserve or the name or the Tathagata, trying your best to live up to your name. And in conclusion, Sayadaw wish may all of you be able to develop Vipassana meditation and progressive insight until Megaphala enlightenment and experience of Nibbana. Thanks for your attention.
Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu.